Out of breath after that. I'm ready to pass out after that long note. How does he do it? The great John Vincent, many of you have probably seen around the Chicago areas performing, primarily Ditka's, one of the greatest singers that we've got in Chicago. You've seen him doing the national anthem at some of the Cubs games, and you saw him last night at Wrigley Field. John Vincent, doing an amazing job, and I'm here to tell you, one of the nicest guys in the world as well. John joining us on the phone line right now. John, how are you doing there, buddy?
I'm doing good, sir. First of all, thank you for having me, but I'm really bummed. I'm bummed that we lost yesterday.
Yeah, not the result that we all wanted last night, that's for sure. But
we're going to come back. I'm telling you, the Cubs can win three games. It's not that hard. They're going to win three games. I know it.
I have faith. I am among the faithful. So
yeah, yes, sir.
I'm excited about that. I don't know if I'm as excited as, you know, during the more depressing moments of last night's game. I'm flickering through my Twitter feed, and I see something that you retweeted, somebody responding to your version of the national anthem last night, one Lady Gaga responding to you last night.
Yeah, I don't believe it. It's unbelievable. Yeah, I'm in shock.
So what was, you know, are you sort of doing the same thing then? Like all the rest of us just kind of, you know, flipping through your, then how we all nervously just kind of look through our Twitter feeds. Were you doing the same thing and then you wound up seeing this last night?
No, a friend text messaged it to me and I'm like, okay, you're lying. And then a couple friends took screenshots and text messaged it to me. And then I was like, oh, God.
It's real. This is what it says that from on Lady Gaga's Twitter feed last night. Wow, John Vincent, that's how you sing the national anthem. Goosebumps, let's go Cubs. So it's good to know she's still a Chicago fan, despite the fact that she's no longer dating a Chicago guy. But
to come to hear that from her, and you know, my thing is that what's happened in the past couple of weeks, you know, with getting all these responses and everything, you get a lot of negative ones, and you know, why does he hold free? And oh my God, you're making my ears bleed, and all, you know, everything from, you know, wait, hey, who's the fat guy singing on there? Or everything that's just like, come on, you know. And I do get sensitive to that, and I don't know why. And I have to say, it's almost kind of like when you hear Lady Gaga say that, now it's like, okay, anybody can say whatever they want because
exactly.
She really made my day.
Well, I got to tell you, I mean, you know, no matter what, you know, when you're in the public eye, as you now are, you know, if you say the sky is blue, somebody is going to say the sky is red. No matter what.
That yes, sir.
There's
yes,
always going to be somebody crazy like that out there. There is no question. Sir. Your rendition of the national anthem is spectacular. It doesn't take away from anyone else singing the national anthem. It's your version is spectacular. And I'll tell you, I was with a bunch of friends at a party last night. You know, we're watching, and you come on singing. You could have heard a pin drop in the room when you were singing. And then when you hit that note last night, the whole house went up in cheers. You know, it's a rallying cry. And I think that I speak for the majority of people when I say they think your version of the national anthem is spectacular. So
you're too kind. Thank you so much. Thank you. Yeah. I really appreciate that. That's very nice of you.
So you, I mean, I first met you through Pat Tomasulo. You were doing a benefit for him I think you maybe met Pat through Mike Ditka. I know that you're, you know, the kind of Ditka kind of took you under his wing a little bit, right, to kind of give you some prominence.
Yes, sir. I started in 2001. My sister said, Johnny, you should try singing. You sound like Sinatra. And I'm like, you know, I'm 29. I'm a recruiter in accounting and finance. Well, I'm not going to just start singing. She's like, just try it. You go sing, ask some restaurants, you know, to see if they'll have you. So Rosebud on Rush, I gave them actually a cassette. It was a cassette of me off of a karaoke machine, and they liked what they heard, and they gave me a couple nights, and then another place called Nono Pinos gave me a couple nights. Well, they heard about me at Ditka's, and I auditioned for Mrs. Ditka. She goes, let me hear New York, New York, and I sang it a cappella. She goes, okay, hire them, and they gave me a four-month deal a year and then a lifetime, and Coach and Mrs. Ditka have become like second parents to me.
Yeah, that's great.
They're really good people. I love them so much. They're actually leaving to go back to Florida for the winter, and I'm going to miss them because we usually have dinner about 2-3 times a week, and I just talked to him, Coach, this morning, and, yeah, he's flying back now.
Oh, that's great. And then, like, Joe Madden, you caught the attention of Joe Madden, who has become one of your supporters now, too.
Yes, I became friends with Joe just from, you know, one of the first anthems I did when he was the manager. I started doing the anthem in 2003, but I did the first one there last year when he was managing, I just said, oh, if you want to come by Ditka's for dinner, we'd love to have you. And then we all had dinner together, Coach Ditka, Mrs. Ditka, Joe Madden, and Jay Madden. And we've had dinner probably about 4 or 5 times now together. And he's great. I love Coach Madden. I hope he wins it all. And he's the coach he's the guy that's going to be able to do it and bring us back from this 3-1 deficit.
Yeah, I'm, you know, hoping and praying with all my heart that that's what happens here, because it's just been an amazing season. You know, we're in the World Series. You know, truly anything can happen, and, you know, let's not kid ourselves. The Indians are a great team. But but this Cubs team this year has shown this kind of bounce back and resilience. So
they really have. And I mean, it's, you know, remember that Giants game when they were down, you know, at the bottom of the ninth, the way they came back from that.
Right.
They really can do this. And there's such a great group of guys. I was lucky enough to hang out with the team, and they just have such an unbelievable mindset. And I got a feeling what happened in L.A. when the bats got cold for a while is going to happen today. They're going to warm up and they're going to fire out of this.
Yeah, well, we'll do, you know, as Joe Madden and any other good manager or coach will tell you, you take them one at a time. And
yes, sir.
See what happens. So look at you hanging out with the Mike Ditkas and the Joe Maddens and all this. You, I mean, you have to be pinching yourself a little bit with what's happened in the last year, just for you personally, right?
Yes. I mean, the Coach Ditka thing, it's been 15 years when I've got, you know, since I've known him. So I've been very close to Coach, and it's, I don't think of him as Mike Ditka anymore. I think of him as really like a second father. So, I love him. And, but to be able to hang out with Coach Madden and stuff and some of the guys is great. But the most importantly, I really don't care who you are. I care what you are as a person, and they're all really nice people, and that's what impresses me. I Joe Madden is who he is. What you see on TV is who he is. He's a very calming individual. He speaks so, like, softly and so well, and when he talks, you just want to listen to him. And it's the same thing with Coach Ditka. I mean, obviously a little different. Coach Ditka's a little more fiery and stuff. But when they talk, you want to listen, because they really have substance to what they say, and it's just, it's nice things. And the most important thing to me in life is good people. So if somebody's good, I like you, and that's it. I don't care who you are, what you are. If you're a good person, I like you.
Yeah, as much as I like your singing, I think that's what impresses me most about you, John. The times that we've hung out at different functions for the TV morning show. This is just one of the really down-to-earth guys that I've ever met, and I'm proud to be your friend, and I'm glad you could join us this morning, John.
I'm honored that you have me on here. I really am.
Oh my gosh, it's my pleasure, and I'm congratulations on a great job last night. Congratulations on your soon to be announced engagement to Lady Gaga. Now that she's available, you know, she's obviously got a little crush on you. We'll see what happens. John, you take care, buddy. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you.